WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic Ken Tucker has a review of some of the latest releases on home video, including a mid-50s thriller, The Night of the Hunter, starring Robert Mitchum and Shelley Winters. Ken says Mitchum's character in this movie has continued to influence popular culture.
Talk about timeliness. On the new Bruce Springsteen album, Tunnel of Love, there's a song about a man who tattoos the word love on his right hand and the word fear on his left. Any movie buff listening to that song, Cautious Man, will probably feel a chill down the spine, because it's obvious that Springsteen has seen the 1955 thriller The Night of the Hunter, just released on videocassette. In The Night of the Hunter, Robert Mitchum plays a psycho killer preacher who tattoos the words love and hate on the knuckles of his hands. This is one of the most frightening, disturbing movies ever made. Set in the backwoods of West Virginia, The Night of the Hunter has a low-down, creepy plot. Preacher Robert Mitchum marries widow Shelley Winters in order to find out where her dead husband buried some money. Winters' two little wide-eyed children discover Mitchum's motives, and the man of God tries to scare them by showing them his switchblade.
Can I have my supper, please?
Naturally.
Can I have milk, too?
Mm-hmm. But first we'll have a little talk about our secrets.
No.
And why not, pray tell?
Because John said I must.
Never mind what John said. John's a meddler. Now stop that sniveling. Looky here. You know what that is? You want to see something cute? Now looky. How about that? This is what I use on meddlers. John might be a meddler. Now just tell me, where's the money hid?
But I swore I promised John I wouldn't tell.
John doesn't matter! Can I get that through your head, you poor, silly, disgusting little wretch?
The Night of the Hunter was the only movie directed by actor Charles Laughton. It's based on a novel by Davis Grubb and adapted with poetic grace by the novelist and movie critic James Agee. It's full of unusual things, including understated performances by both Shelley Winters and Lillian Gish. But when Robert Mitchum holds out his hands and flexes his love and hate knuckles, you'll know why the image stuck in the mind of Bruce Springsteen. It'll stick in yours, too, probably forever. Other new video cassette releases include The Red Shoes, director Michael Powell's version of the ultimate ballet movie, and Raising Arizona, Joel and Ethan Coen's version of the ultimate screwball comedy, featuring one of the most serenely beautiful babies you'll ever see kidnapped. And lovers of Hepcat campiness will want to check out the video cassette debut of Robin and the Seven Hoods, the ultimate Rat Pack movie. It features Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Bing Crosby all singing a song called Mr. Booze. 20 years ago, that was cool. Now it just sounds weird.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.